stop at a sailboat, Mari.
Stop.
And
stop.
$4,000. And it's fit.
Stop
at a wedding.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Jamarkin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rod Roddy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Press Your Luck. And we're all real excited because we're all very easy around here. Because starting Monday, we begin a week of special college shows here on Press Your Luck with students from different schools from all around the country flying in to take their turns at the big board. There's the University of Nebraska, the UCLA Bruins, Columbia University, Wake Forest, and the University of Texas are just a few of the schools that will be represented. So get set to root for your favorite next week when Easter week is college week on Press Your Luck. Right now, let's meet the three players vying for the big bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our returning champion, Denny King. How are you, Denny?
Just fine.
Good. You got $8,658. What are your plans for all that loot?
Gave it a lot of thought, and I can really use a car at this point in time. And as I said, I went to college, and so I just throw the rest of that towards college education.
All right, good deal. Right. Good luck to you today. Our second player is Tony Lamar. How are you, Tony?
Fine. How you doing, Tony?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, Tony, you're going to UCLA Law School?
Yeah, this fall.
Uh-huh. Now, what were you doing before that?
I was a distributor of hard drinks.
Bartender.
Yes.
I got you. Maybe you can get the whammy a little smashed and he'll leave for a while. What do you think?
Oh, we'll smash the whammy, all right.
I understand, Tony. Well, good luck to you. Good
afternoon.
Our third player is Michelle Erickson. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What do you do, Michelle?
What do? I'm a student also at Cal State Fullerton. I waitress.
Oh, you got a bartender.
So I really need money.
Waitress, so you're looking to up your tips a little bit, is it, right?
Like a lot. Like by a couple thou.
A couple thou. All right, yeah. Michelle, you came to the right place.
Hey, all right.
Good luck to you. Give me the answer to these questions, you'll get spins. A multiple choice answer gets you one spin. Of course, if you buzz in and give me the right answer, you get three spins. Are you ready? I didn't hear anything.
I'm ready.
I just was checking. In Alice in Wonderland, the last part of the Cheshire Cat to disappear was its what? Tony.
Tail.
Is the correct answer tail, grin, or ears? Denny?
Tail.
What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's his grin.
Last part of the Cheshire Cat to disappear was his grin.
Woo!
And Michelle gets a spin. Well done, Michelle. You're on a roll. Second question coming up. In the realm of movie titles, what man's name precedes the films Concho, Guitar, Belinda, Tony?
Johnny.
And Dangerously. Is the correct answer Johnny, Frankie, or Tommy? Denny?
Johnny.
What do you think, Michelle?
It's Johnny.
All those movie titles are preceded by the name Johnny. Yeah. Denny gets a spin. Tony, three. Michelle goes to two. Third one. Salad, dessert, or entree? In which category is the Italian dish called antipasto? Denny?
Salad.
Is it salad, dessert, or entree, Tony?
Salad.
What do you think, Michelle?
It's salad.
Well, you should know, Michelle, you're a waitress. Antipasto is categorized as a salad.
Right.
Denny was a four, Tony a four, Michelle a three. Last one, tense up, here it comes. If your kid's going to college and getting student aid, he's not the only one. What fraction of all undergraduate students, Tony?
Three quarters.
Are getting financial aid? Is it three quarters, one quarter, or one half, Denny?
Being a college student, I think one quarter.
What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's a half.
Well, among undergrads, one half are getting some kind of financial aid. Denny stays at four, Tony stays at four, and Michelle goes to four. Three-way tie. We turn those things in a box, and we come back ready for this. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Big Bucks. We got them. You can take them if you've got the right stuff, as we say. 13 grand up there for you to take away. You know about the four spins, what happens, four whammies, as it were, what happens with that. That brings you into the history category. You can pass your many spins during your turn if you have a fear of that old whammy, which you should have. And, of course, you want to win this round because you can play last in the final round if you do win. It's a three-way tie, so the player with the fewest spins is first. In this case, it's player to my left, which is Denny.
All right.
Four. Let's hit it, Denny.
Okay. Four in the whammies now. Come on. Sound something big. Something big. Here we go. Stop.
Stop it. Big right. Bucks. $1,000. Three spins, special extra pass.
Go for it, Peter. Here we go. Let's have some bigger bucks now. Big bucks. Here we go. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $200. Right. $1,200. Two spins. Special extra pass.
Go for it. Come on, let's go. Stay away from the whammies. No whammies. Here we go. Stop.
Stop at $700 right. More. $1,900. We have one spin left, Jenny.
Okay. I pass it.
Pass it to Tony or Michelle.
I will give it to Tony.
Tony, it's yours. You're next.
No problem.
You got
no
it? Here
problem.
We go.
No problem. Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $500.
All right.
Pass. Spin. Now we deal with four.
Let's
turn.
Go.
Here we go.
Big bucks. We need money. We need money. We need money. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $400 more. That's $900. $1,000 less than Denny. Three spin.
Let's go. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $250. $1,150. Two spins.
Let's go.
There you go.
Big bucks. Less than big Denny. Bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $300. That's all $1,450. Right. One more spin. You have about $450 to catch
let's
up
go.
To Denny. Here we go.
Big bucks. Let's go. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $450. It's a tie. $1,900. This is a tie between Denny and Tony. Michelle, you're the tiebreaker. Let's see what you can do.
Okay, we got to catch up. We got to catch up. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop.
Okay, that's the show.
All right, you have one whammy, Michelle, three spins. You want to start all over?
Yeah, we're starting all over.
All right, here we go.
Come on, no more of those whammies. We need dollars. Let's go, stop.
Stop at $350. Yeah. Two spins.
God.
Here we go.
Okay. Money. Money. More money. Stop.
Oh. Whammy heard the call. Michelle. You have one spin left, but you have two whammies. You want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. What do you want to do with the spin?
We'll pass it.
Goes to either Tony or Denny. Since they're both tied, you can give it to either one.
Let's go Denny.
Denny. All right, it's yours, Denny. I don't know what about your face upsets Michelle, but she passed it to you. Here we go.
Okay, here he goes. Avoid those whammies. Come on. Big butt, stop.
Stop at $650. Right. Michelle's yours. Denny, $1,900. And Denny with 25 gives you your first place in advantage. We're coming right back after these words for a whole new round, so join us. For another whole new round of goodies. And you're going to give me the answer to these questions, I'm sure of it. And for that, you'll get spins. You know, in this round of spin, well, it's worth as much as $5,000. Okay? You ready?
All right.
Well, I know Denny's ready. I don't know about Michelle or Tony.
Of course.
Ready. All right, here we go. The Russians call theirs kishka. The Polish call it kielbasa. While the English, Tony?
Sausage.
While the English like to call their version bangers. What is this tasty morsel to us? Is it sausage, stew, or spinach, Denny?
It's sausage.
What do you think, Michelle?
It's sausage, yeah.
Yeah, those are all kinds of sausage, right. Denny gets a spin. Tony, three. Michelle, one. According to a survey of 17 magazine readers, how many out of five said they agree politically with their parents? Denny?
Three.
Is it three, four, or two? What do you think, Tony?
Two.
Two. What do you think, Michelle?
I agree with Denny with three.
Well, of every 5 17 readers, four agree with the folks politically. No spins there. We'll go to another question. We know the results of the most recent national election, so we'd like to know what fraction of presidents running for re-election win.
Denny.
50%.
Give me a fraction.
Oh, excuse me. One half.
Is the correct answer one half, one quarter, or three quarters, Tony?
One quarter.
What do you think, Michelle?
I think it's a half.
Of all presidents who run for re-election, three quarters of them win. That's two. You know what I mean? Three strikes, you're out. All right. Here's your last chance to get some spins. Which American city is known as Big D, Tony?
Dallas.
Is it Dallas, Detroit, or Denver, Denny?
Dallas.
What do you think, Michelle?
Dallas.
Big D is Dallas, Texas. You got it. Denny goes to two. Tony is six. And Michelle to two. And that's the last Jackson Big Bears. I'll go into the big board. So come on back for Big Bucks right after these words.
You're watching Press Your Luck Wednesday. Rise and shine and spend your morning with the Whammy. Stay tuned for more of Press Your Luck on Game Show Network.
Big bucks. That's what we have up there, gang. Over 100,000 bucks for you to get your hands on and walk away with and spend and have a wonderful time. Doesn't that sound nice? Well, let me tell you, there are all kinds of good. Let's take a look for a second up there. There's a motorboat. We've got double your money in a spin. We have $2,000 to lose a whammy. We have Cancun, a motorcycle, a Montana ski trip. I didn't know there was any mountains in Montana, but what the heck. You could have a wonderful time being pulled by a car. Mink jackets. We have everything. This is a little department store. You can have a wonderful time. However, you'll notice every now and then there's a little monster that pops up. They're whammies. You don't want to get any of those because they take away all those lovely gifts. And they love the money. They love the trips. Isn't it? That you don't want them, okay? Highest money, Denny, $25.50. You won round one. And just like I said, you'll play last in this round. I'm a man of my word. Michelle, I'm also a man of my word. $0, two spins, two whammies.
We gotta go.
You're first for big bucks. Here we go.
Okay, I need nothing but $5,000 and a spin, and here it is. Stop
at $1,500. Yeah. Third place, one spin.
And I still need that $5,000. I need something with a spin. Let's see. Stop.
Stop. Move one space. $750 in a spin or a water bike.
We need $750. And we need the spin.
All right, $2,250, and you still have your spin.
Yeah.
Second place, Michelle.
Second place, big dollars. Come on, Richard. This is for you. Stop.
Stop at $4,000 and a spin. All right, $6,250. I'm sure Richard's excited. One spin left. You're in first place, Michelle. What do you want to do? You have about $3,700 more than Denny.
I'm going to pass.
Going to pass it to Denny? Or you would go to Denny, yes. One spin goes to Denny. Not your turn yet. It's Tony's turn with 1,906
spins. All right, here we go. Big bucks, no whammy. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a whammy.
Who would ever hurt a whammy? Who would ever want to?
I think you'd like to hurt the whammy, wouldn't
That's
you?
That's all right. That's just one.
All
Let's
right,
go.
Five more. Here we go.
Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks, stop.
Stop at Cancun, Mexico, Tony. That checks for $1,288. Third place, four spins.
Let's go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at a whammy.
We got the cheese, pepperoni, tomato, something. I got some spaghetti.
All right, there goes the Cancun trip, Tony, but you have three spins left.
We gotta go.
All right, here we go.
We gotta go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,250. Right. Third place, two spins.
We gotta go.
All right.
Come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,500 more. $2,750 for two in second place, Tony, one spin.
We gotta get a spin. Oh, big bucks, we need big bucks. Stop!
Stop at $750 and a spin.
Right.
$3,500. Second place, one spin, Tony.
We gotta go. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Stop!
Stop. Tony, no dollars, no spins, three whammies. The game is not over. We're going to Denny with $25.50 and one spin you have to take that was passed to you by
All
Michelle.
Right.
Denny, here you go.
Stop.
To catch up with Michelle.
Big bucks, no whammy, stop.
Stop at a whammy. That's what we Michelle Cassidy. Danny, Michelle gave you that whammy. You have two spins left, one whammy, no dollars.
It's only one. Here we go.
All right, looking for big
bucks.
Okay,
let's go for it. No whammies. Here we go. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at $1,750. Danny, $1,750. You have $4,500 less than Michelle. You'll need to get that much or more in order to tie her or beat her. You get a whammy. Michelle's the champ. You can pass it to Michelle. If she whammies, you're the champ. What's your pleasure, Danny?
I'll give Michelle the pleasure.
You're going to pass it?
Pass
it. It's yours, Michelle. It's been passed to you. It's now in your hand. $6,250. Avoid the whammy. You'll be the champ. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's Michelle and Danny, here we go.
I don't care what it is except no whammies. Anything stops.
Stop at Catamaran. Yeah. That Catamaran is worth $3,500. And you're at $9,750. And we'll come back and find out what you won right after these words. Whoa. $750 and Michelle, sit back and relax. Well, the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, tells you about all the goodies you've won. Rod?
Okay, Peter. Oh, Michelle, you won a catamaran. This is AML Ball Court's Track 14. On the water, the Track 14 is pure dynamite. Built for speed and excitement, you get everything you wanted and then some. The catamaran, that prize worth $3,500. Combined with $6,250 in cash you won, gives you a grand total of $9,750. Congratulations!
All right, Michelle, $9,750. You knew when to pass that spin. You did real well. You get to come back and do it again. And Denny, you are leaving us with $8,668. Congratulations on having this. Tony, you're leaving us. It's a nice prize, so you don't go away empty-handed. I thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Before we leave, we have some words of wisdom. Here's one from Voyette Keisler of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He'll dance and prance, snarl and clown, but place your hand wrong and he'll drag you down. That darn old whammy you'll have to tame, so play your best, because your money's fair game. It takes nerve to sit there and face that creep so vile, but we'll all be watching, so give us all a great big smile. Then beat that old whammy and you could win a big pile. That's right, Voyette, thank you. I have another one here from Linda Sue Underwood of Jacksonville, Arkansas. Whammy and Tammy, have they yet wed? If so, let me tell you, contestants, you're dead. Want to know how I know? Well, Pa will soon say to Mammy, let's have a few kids. We'll name them Sammy and Pammy. And when this comes to pass, when their family has grown, forget it, people. You may as well just stay home. Yes, that's right, Linda Sue. And a final one. This one is from 97-year-old Annabelle Robinson of Raleigh, North Carolina. She writes in, whammy, whammy, with many grinning teeth. Yet everyone knows there's no heart beneath. If you fear a whammy may plague you, pass your spin to the one who you're supposed to. Thank you, Annabelle. Very nice. Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some members of our studio audience received... A Carruthers Company presentation.